Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Wally Bach's here. Wally's an original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1997, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? He's really old. He's the leader of his own organization, which helps people put their best foot forward in the marketplace on many levels. The author of a number of books that he has authored or co-authored or helped other people write. And we couldn't do without him. Wally Bach, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. I feel old, but good.
when you've been around as long as we have, it's good to be anywhere, isn't it?
That's right. Every day above ground, it's a good day.
Vertical and on my own, under my own steam. That's the way I look at it. So, what was that frogs, the song that frog sang? It's not easy being the boss. No, that wasn't it. That was something else.
Wasn't it, but it was close.
But you should have written the one about that, though, right?
Actually.
Because it's not easy being the boss, is it?
No, it really isn't. And part of the reason for that is that we are stupid about how we promote people. We make them a boss even if they have absolutely no aptitude for the work. Then they get into it and we won't let them out of it.
Yeah.
We are promoted.
You've got to endure this just like me.
Well, we had a young woman, actually my daughter, who got promoted a couple of years ago, and she thought it was really great until she actually went in the next day and started working. She called me that night, and she said, "Why are all those people coming into my office and whining?" I said, "Well, you know, she just expected everybody to be like her, get in, do your work, be cooperative." Mm-hmm. So she learned early that was not for her, which is a good thing to learn. And her company was really good because they let her go back to be an individual contributor, which she is superb at.
You know, that's a really good story, and I've got one too. I bought a company many years ago, and there was this one guy that was everybody in the whole company. He was like E.F. Hutton. You know, he'd forgotten more than anybody knew. He knew everything. He was the most unassuming person in the world. He was, everybody loved him. Everybody would have given him a kidney without blinking. And I needed a foreman. And I made him a foreman. He didn't argue with me. But he never didn't do it. And I said, "Ed, what's going on?" He said, "Boss, I'm not a boss. I'm not a foreman." And he didn't like it. He didn't want to do it. He didn't know how to do it. And I let him go back, and you know, God went back in his heaven and all went right with the world, you know?
What people don't get is that being a boss is a kind of work. And when you go from individual contributor to boss, especially in a small business, when you make that transition, it's more like a career change than it is a job change, because it affects every relationship you've got.
Mm-hmm.
You are suddenly on parade, as General Patton liked to say. You know, people watch you. They want to look at what you're doing. They pay attention. They do stupid stuff that you do just because you do it. I mean, I think every guy who has been a boss of whatever style has told me a story about one time when they said something like, "Geez, we got to move that machine over there," in a casual plant tour, and the next morning when they came in, the machine had been moved.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. They took it literally.
Another friend of mine who got promoted, made it into his new office early, forgot to pick up coffee on the way, and was sitting at his desk and said, "God, I wish I'd stopped for coffee." you know what's going to happen. Within 5 minutes, 3 cups of coffee showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fun and funny, but it's a kind of pressure that not everyone's suited
to. It's a kind of leverage that you have to know how to use and use properly, or you won't accomplish your goals and you'll create a casualty risk in the process. Yeah.
Well, let me take another couple of things that people are not likely to do. So I tell companies, give people tryouts. You know, give them temporary assignments where they can read. They'll find out if they like it, and you'll find out if they can do it. Making decisions. Mm-hmm. In most individual contributor places, you don't necessarily have to make a decision. You can always bucket upstairs.
That's a really important point. That's a really good thought there. If you are going to promote someone, if they have a hard time making a decision, that's going to be a mistake.
It's a killer. It's a killer because there are people who just, they've been brought up not to decide. You ask them a question, they don't give you an answer.
If someone makes a mistake, if someone makes a decision easily, you can rein them in better than you can make them make more decisions.
No, I used to tell people when we talked about training or promoting people, I'd say, I can teach you how to make better decisions.
Right.
I can teach you how to make decisions faster. What I can't teach you to do is be willing to make a decision.
Is to pull the trigger.
And then live with it.
I can't make you pull the trigger.
Right. It's absolutely impossible.
Yeah, that's a really
The other thing that I always look for when I'm looking at promoting people is, do they like helping other people succeed? I mean, that's the boss's job, is helping other people succeed. And if you don't enjoy that, that work can be hell. So, you know, I look for the people that people call when they're in trouble, and he or she jumps in and helps and stuff. And then the third thing that's really critical, Jim, and you know this, I mean, you've had companies and things. The third thing that's really critical is you can't let problems rest. You got to confront evil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
which is part
thing.
Of the decision-making acumen.
I look at it as more of the way that you deal with people. I say that problems are like dinosaurs. This is one of the things that's in my book. Problems are like dinosaurs. When they're little, you can kill them. It's easy to kill them when they're little. But when they grow big, they'll eat you, they'll eat your Land Rover, they'll eat the company. And the longer you let it go, the worse it is.
And that's the reason why you have to make a lot of decisions, make small decisions, and never let those get into become big decisions that eat you alive.
That's true. And it's also why you have to be around your people a lot so that you can spot problems while they're still small, and then jump in and do something about it.
Good stuff. Why do I need your website, please?
Well, the website is www.writingabookwithwally.com.
All right. And which book would you like to promote right now, at this moment?
Besides my own? I think I'll promote...
No, yours. Quickly.
Mine. Become a Better Boss, One Tip at a Time.
There it is. Quick break. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.